too.
Just give me patience, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, what's up, snitches? It's Darth Vader. I'm in the house. It's Force Friday, Friday, Friday. You know what that means? Do you know what that means? I'm waiting. I'm waiting to hear if you know what that means. This is my way of stalling while I pull up the video and also share this to my master's page. Who you should give money to, by the way. Become a subscriber, and he will then give me none of it, because he's a stingy little bitch. All right, let me see. The link is in the signature, whatever the hell it is. I don't understand technology. My role is not to understand technology. It is to destroy all that oppose my vision of the galaxy, which is a simple vision. It involves nachos and perhaps Cheetos, because I like Cheetos. All right, let me share this. So definitely become a subscriber. And that will help us to buy more little cameras and things like that, that will then allow us to overthrow the Emperor, for he has foreseen it. Because the Emperor is a little bitch as well. All right, let's see. Share to ZDogMD's page. How do I do that? Share on a page you manage. Oh, little does Z-Dog know that I manage his page. and I will type something, too. I will type, and then I will take your comments. So be patient. Force Friday. At last. Now I will press share. Boom. Oh, it just got real, friends. It just got real. Could you feel it? Could you feel the power? Adriana Cortez says, looking sharp. Oh, this old thing? I just threw it on. No premeditation. Actually, all joking aside, Padme made me buy it for a funeral I had to attend. It was complicated because it was the funeral of a Jedi I had murdered. So, you know, I looked up on Dear Abby. Dear Abby, what do you do when you've murdered someone and you have to go to their funeral? What's the dress code? And apparently it's Sith casual, which is this. It's, you know, it's cotton. It's not quite wool. Wool is too fancy. Plus the moths eat it. Let's see. You're going to get burnt. Your skin is exposed. Kaylee Sills. Listen to me, Kaylee, for the last time. This is not skin. It is bantha skin graft that you see on my neck hole. So do not judge me because I am differently abled because of my burns. Now who's the bad guy, Kaylee? You tell me that. Force Friday, bitches. Sith gonna give it to you. Gonna give it to you, Sith. There's nothing I'm going to give you people except for hatred. All right. Comments. Fix your freaking wardrobe. You fix your wardrobe. Who said that? Antonio Brewer. I'm looking at your avatar right now. You got a whack-ass shirt on. You don't see me going, hey, 362 Padawans, check out Antonio Brewer's whack-ass shirt. No, I'm not saying that. Check yourself before you Sith yourself. Hello from the Philippines, Kevin Leversey. Do you see how I said that? I said Philippines because I'm ethnically and culturally sensitive. Philippines. Hello from Missouri, Jana Heinlein. Okay. The next person who tells me, hello from Duluth, Montana. Hello from Billings. Hello from Peoria. I will force choke you at a distance. I don't care where you're from, people, okay? Because I know where you're going. And that's nowhere. I still got it. Even post-call, I still got it. Snitches get britches, says Leslie Larson. That is correct. And with a last name like Larson, I know you are from Scandinavia, which means you are a communist and therefore not to be trusted. More of these. Hi from so-and-so. Hi. Oh, well, this one's interesting. Paul Jones. Hi. I'm an EMT in Wales in the UK. Oh, hello, governor. Oi, hey, matey, walk the plank. Is that British? You tell me. Grandma Tarkin thought he was British. Look what happened to him. Went down with the ship. That's what happens to British people. The People's Republic of England. Communists. Good day to you, sir. Down with the anti-vaxxers, says Sarabov. Now that's the first bit of reason that I've heard. I believe in vaccinating. As you know, I vaccinated Leia. Luke, however, the problem with Luke is, first of all, he was immune compromised in that he was a little bitch. And as a result, he was so scared of needles that I was afraid he was going to, you know, poopy his pants if I came at them. Also, the other problem with him is I didn't know I had him as a child. So, not knowing he existed, I let Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru manage his health care because I didn't know he was alive, right? I did not know there was a health for which to care. So, as a result, Beru, which many people don't understand, she was an anti-vaxxer. Look at her. She's living on some moisture farm on Tatooine, probably sitting there on the galactic Jenny McCarthy channel. Oh, my mommy instinct says feed him blue milk, organic blue milk. But do not vaccinate him because that is heavy metal poisoning. And did you know that they make it out of aborted bantha fetuses? And did you know that several Bothans died in the trials? And that, oh, did you see that one picture of the little Jedi who got paralyzed because of the vaccine? Okay, don't be an idiot. Don't listen to Aunt Beru. Look how she dresses. Look at her blouse. That's not normal. Why would you listen to that? You know, when you can listen right here. Look at this. Huh? Sharp. Sharp as fudge, people. And fudge is sharp. Do you need supplements for your lightsaber in your old age? Brandon Head. Brandon made a dick joke, and his last name is Head. Do you see what happened there? It's like the circle is now complete. Your entire purpose in life has been fulfilled. You have mastered your fear. Now reach out with your anger. Or your member, as the case may be. You see, member, because the penis, it was a penis joke. Yo, Doc, I keep hearing these newer generation people talking about how food dye is a terrible cancer-causing... Okay, first of all, who said that? Where is that comment? Brandon James Grant. BJG, for short. Or Big Giant Goo. Listen, Big Giant Goo. Don't even ask me stupid questions like that. Everybody knows food poisoning causes gout. Food poisoning. Food coloring. You see, I'm not firing on all cylinders. Because this morning when I was sitting in my meditation egg, I was interrupted by Luke and Leia coming in. Daddy, will you play with us? You're always meditating. And I'm like, I'm meditating to forget that you exist. All right? Because you're hurtful to my brain. And everything else on me. All my burns, they burn because of you. All right, more comments. Spiffy coat there, Vader. Susan Robinson, you think? You really? Look at that. Could I be on the runways of Coruscant with this? Just walking down? Do that casual little, Yeah, I'm sexy. I know it. Check this, though. The guns. Did you come here? Do you have a permit? Did you do a background check? Because this is a gun show. Look here. Your voice is weird. What the hell is up with your clothes? Robert Buell. Robert, I'm not listening to anybody whose last name rhymes with tool. I won't do it. Because it you don't have the credibility. There's a credibility gap because of the rhyme structure. Oh, look who just logged in. Tom Heineber. Oh, God, why? That guy. Actually, he's very sexy, ladies. He's also married. Also, he's not sexy, because the beard, it's itchy. Not that I would know. Not that I sit in my meditation egg dreaming about it. But I'm just saying, I sit in my meditation egg and dream about it. How does Doc Vader feel about bottled water? No chlorine residue means E. coli and other pathogens. Andrew Hood. I do not feed my children water, because water is for the weak. Right? Okay? Right? I grew up on Tatooine. We drink blue milk. Blue milk is for the strong. Because the color blue is a high-frequency vibration, very energetic. One step below ultraviolet. Maybe two steps below, but who's counting? You know who my homie is? I've always wanted to do a rap battle with Roy G. Biv. Yo, Roy G. Biv, wanna bring the rainbow, son? And he could be like red, orange, blue, green, violet, indigo, purple, burnt, sienna, taupe, umber. Is that in the rainbow? Where are we at now? Aloha. I have no choice of what my mother of my daughter does. She gives me no advice on our daughters. And then it's... I cannot read your long comments because the little emojis pop up when I try to read them. So do not make your comments long, Andrew Elliman, or you will not be read. Although you were just read, which is a very bad Pavlovian pattern of conditioning. Now everyone will leave long comments, so they will be read, and I will not read them. Are you my dad, Vader? David Costanza, Jr. Well, David Costanza, Jr., I'm going to do a little simple math for you. If I were your father, then my name would be David Costanza, Sr. And it is, in fact, Doc Vader. 2 + 2 = 4 - 1 = 3. Quick math. I'm not your dad, okay? Jeez, people. Blue is the color of poison, John Fiddler. You said it. Not I. Actually, I also said it. So we both said it. Hey, I'm a DO student. LOL. N.T. Vernon. Oh, so you're like Yodo. Because he is also a DO. Tries to get all holistic on me. I'm like, whatever. I ain't got time for you, doe. See what I did there? I used though, but I made it dough. That's what separates me from other so-called Sith Lord comedian Dr. Parodies. Lucas says, hi, Doc Vader. Alexandra Macy. Hello, Lucas. You are named after my deadbeat creator who went back into time and destroyed my childhood by changing everything, by digitally inserting. You know, listen. Han shot first. That's all I'm going to say. All right? Hello from Sweet Home Alabama, Tammy Stringfellow. You know who I love is Stringfellow Hawk, the pilot of Airwolf, one of my favorite shows. People think that in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago that I don't have access to 80s television, but I do. And I remember the theme song for that. It was... And it had Ernest Borgnine in the back. Golly, String, should I fire the missiles? And Stringfellow Hawk would say, fire the missiles. Dominic, that was his name, Dominic. That was his character. Yes, I have a steel trap of a mind, people. Steel frickin' trap. Don't even mess with me. Please confirm the night shift is superior to the day shift, Cher Winkler. Cher, you are named after Henry Winkler, possibly his daughter. And I will say this. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around Coruscant tonight. When the clock strikes one, we'll kill some Jedi. I don't remember your question, and I don't care. Now do Three's Company, Vader. Mary Hood. Come and knock on our door. Luke is waiting for you. Where the dark side is, his and hers. Here's Star Wars Episode 2. You'll see that life is all dark side, and laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous. Doc Vader is Hella cool. That's right. I did it. I did it. Give it up. Come on. Clap it off. Where's Larry from the Regal Beagle? I go deep, people. Doc V, how do you do self-care? Do you work out on night shift? Holla to us, night shift RNs. Erica McNilly. Well, working the dark side, Erica. I like to first start a shift by doing curls for the girls. And then I move on to tries for the guys. And then quads for the mods. And then glutes for the fruits. Do you still hate sand? Oh, sand, Amber Wilson. I will not answer that question. It angers me. Hawaii 5-0 theme, Charles Chandler. Wait, no. I mean... "90% of your body must be what we can't see," Nathan Segrist. Nathan, what they don't understand is that it is all penis. All of it. Every last square inch. I'm winking, but you can't tell, because I have a robot eye. Let's see. What do we have? How long did you train medically to become a doctor? And what was your medical major? Christopher Wog. Okay, Christopher, this just tells me you're a muggle. You're not a medical person, because there's no such thing as a medical major. This isn't undergraduate, bitches. This is the big time. This is like George Jefferson said, we're moving on up to med school, to a deluxe rotation with some guy. I don't remember your question. The Odd Couple theme. Oh, no, I won't do that. MASH theme, Martin Simpson. You should know that suicide is painless, brings on many changes, and I can take or leave them if I choose. Mighty Mouse theme. Oh, wow, Mighty Mouse. No. Glutes for the fruits. Too much, Joe So. Joe So, glute, fruit, so many rhymes. What to do? I don't know. I'm going to poo. I'm so lonely. What do we have here? If you grew a stash, would it be as good as Magnum P.I. or better? I prefer my bro down in the surgical ward, Magnum P.A. He's one of the best physician's assistants that exist. Physician assistants. You know, don't call them physicians assistants. They get very butthurt. But Magnum P.A., by the way, Higgins was clearly his attending physician with the little mustache. And yes, I can grow. Look at my mustache now. See, it's robotic. It's very dark, very full, very rich. Unlike my piece of crap master, he can't even grow any scruffalophagus. Mr. Scruffalophagus, imaginary friend of Big Bird. Let's see. Why is that happening? Why is it trying to leave a comment, stupid Facebook? Knight Rider Eric McElhatton. Is that some kind of Arabic name? Where you shout it right before you commit some kind of jihad, like McElhatton! And then... Oh, it's like Scottish. The Knight Rider theme began with, Michael Knight is a man who does not exist. Shimley measles, shmamizles, says Catherine Grove. Hosh and Fav Incorporated. We're gonna do it. Did you see how high I got there? Pretty amazing. My range. I've got the range, people. Did you like Galaxy Quest, Michelle Turley? Did I like Galaxy Quest? What's Galaxy Quest? Oh, the movie. Yes. It was brilliant. Because I liked that guy from Home Improvement. No. What was he from? The one fellow. The chap. And then Snape was in it, too. By the Sons of Warvan. By the Moons of Billy Dee Williams. What a bargain. By Grapthar's hammer, I shall avenge you. Incredible movie. Why does a Sith Lord need a thermostat in his office, John Bayonne? Because I am in my master's office. Because that's where he puts me when he's angry with me. And he's always angry with me. Okay? Dark Vader for president, says someone. Miguel Cassiano. Miguel, dude, let me look at your face. Oh, you're adorable. I just want to pinch your cheeks, Miguel. You are so cute. Ooh! OMG, are you that guy on Star Trek, Amanda Rasek? I think it is a crime against the galaxy that your last name begins with R-E-Y, which is a character in a Star Wars franchise, and yet you are accusing me of working for the enemy, the Star Trek idiots. Not okay. Just not okay. Star Trek Next Generation is better, says Eva. And you know what? Make it so, number one. I prefer Q as a villain to almost anybody else. He was omnipotent and also impotent at the same time. Because despite being a god, a bald man in a Starfleet uniform with a British accent kicked his ass multiple times. It wasn't just once. And simply with verbal sparring, Picard would say, Q, we are human. And humans need love, and that will defeat you in the end. If I were Q, I would have been like, poof, you're dead. Your brain's exploded, Picard, I'm sorry. I am a god. You are a worm. It's just not right. What percentage of the lab have in the above-average doctor's involvement with the patient? What percentage does the lab have in the average doctor's involvement with the patient? Jonathan Serino. You know, Jonathan, I'm not going to joke about this. The lab is crucially important because if we get a value we don't believe, we ignore it. If we get a value we believe, we also ignore it. So incredibly important is the lab. What I love is sitting on the phone with the lab going, where is my stat? And they say, it's hemolyzed, Lord Vader. Perhaps you shouldn't have drawn it through a, 73 gauge hair-thin needle. And I say, you are talking to a doctor. I don't draw blood. Somebody else drew this blood, okay? And when I find them, I will destroy them. And then I realize it was me who drew the blood because I just was in a hurry and I used a wafer-thin needle. So what was the question? I don't care. Doc, what can cause stomach pain? Austin Andrews, a lightsaber through the belly hole. That's what. Also, your question can cause me stomach pain. Understand that. Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Your initials are double A, like a battery. You are named after a source of electricity for small devices. You are named after something that powers my remote control for my crappy TV. Think about that. Next time you go coming at me, bro. This is Force Friday, bitch. Enjoy yourself. Where are we at now? My 7-year-old got a Darth Vader costume for Halloween. Dawn Janky. Who's Darth Vader? I know a Dark Vader. I don't know any Darth Vader. That's a dumb name. Who would call their child Darth? Look. Oh, look at him wiggling. He's so cute. We will call him Darth. Come on. Grow up. How about radiology, Joanne Provost? Yeah, how about radiology? How about the yacht that radiologist is sailing in? And then they complain, oh, it's hard, but there's so much volume, malpractice, blah, 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 blah. You're rich, bitch. Shut it. Deal with it. Mr. Rintagen, what's the pronunciation on that? Rontagen? I like the renovation you've done with the Death Star, Dick Espinosa. My master has a very poor decorating sense and uses many things that in decorating that should not be used, like wood and paint. Those are not appropriate on a Death Star, just so you know. Jessica Hasul. I have a ganglion cyst in my wrist. What do you recommend? I recommend not asking a fictional character on Facebook, what to do about your ganglion cyst. All right? That's not a cyst. It's a small moon. That's not a small moon. It's a battle station. Where does it end? Where does the madness end? You tell me, because I can't speak, because like many people say on Facebook, I just can't. Laughy emoji. I'm losing my mind, people. It's Force Friday. I'm so angry. I'm very lonely. Padme is dead. Logan Stewart just logged on. And what does that tell me about the nature of the universe? It tells me we are doomed. Doomed. Doomed.
One more comment before I stop. How do your eyes not fog up? Brian Meadows.
Brian Meadows. Sounds like a really lame R&B singer from the 90s. Yo, you remember Brian Meadows? Oh man, didn't he sing that one song? It was the summer jam from 1993. It was, how do your eyes not fog up, Vader? And then the R&B noises behind that. That was what happened that year, all right? And with that, I take the Force Friday and I give you this. Click the damn link and become a subscriber of ZDogMD. Why? Because I get paid by proxy. Number next, you get live videos just for you. Because here's the thing, people, and this is where I'm going to break the fourth wall. I actually don't know what that means. When you support us, we support you. Because there's a thing called reciprocity. People are like, I want all my stuff for free. That's great. You can have it. But if you actually subscribe and show your support for us, that means something to my master, who will then give in you things in return, like private Vedas, in which case I will sing for you, because I am not above that. I will say, I'm your private Vader, a Vader for money. I'll do what you want me to do. I feel so dirty. I'm your private Vader. A doctor for money. And anything you say is true as far as I'm concerned because you're paying me. So click the damn link. All right, I'm out. You people stink. And also, I love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters, and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.